I was feeling a bit like the late Sidney J. Harris the last couple of days. Do you remember Sidney Harris? He had a column in the Chicago Daily News, and maybe it was also a few years in the Sun-Times after that. And he would just meditate on things each day. And every once in a while, he would have a column with the heading, Things I Learned En Route to Looking Up Other Things. And, of course, it was a wonderful description of the role of the seeker for words and ideas, maybe even truth, the person motivated by curiosity, understanding aspects of the wandering nature and the serendipity of the seeker for the curious, or the seeker motivated by his own curiosity. I was thinking about this because I was thinking about the difference between the word kind and the word nice. And I was thinking about those things because I was asked by a couple of people for different reasons recently, what were the things I found most interesting in the people that I'm fortunate enough to interview and to review, those being two of the main things that I do. And people said, well, it must be talent, it must be genius. And I said, you know, funny, it isn't, because at least if you're fortunate enough to be working in Chicago for WFMT and for the Sun-Times, genius just comes with the course of what we write about and what we review with the symphony, with the opera, with people who come through town, with people one goes to see and hear around the world. Genius is sort of coin of the realm in a number of these areas. I guess and talent as well. Talent is just, it's not anything to be sneezed at, but its presence is not surprising. And so for me, I guess it really comes back so often to among people who possess great abilities or great minds, great talents, are those who also have, of course, a curiosity, and I find those who have a kindness. And then somebody said, well, kindness, I mean, so what? They're nice. I said, you know, nice is not the same as kind. And in fact, when I then looked into my little American Heritage Dictionary, we can do this perhaps with the OED on another day when we have a longer program, but my hunches were correct. Kind, we learned, of a friendly nature, generous or hospitable, warm-hearted, good, charitable, helpful, showing sympathy or understanding, a kind word, humane, considerate, kind to animals, forbearing, tolerant, charitable, very kind about the broken window, courteous, thoughtful, thank you for your kind reply, generous, liberal, his kind words of praise, informal, agreeable, beneficial, a soap kind to the skin. All of this coming from the Middle English, kind, kind, Old English, my Old English pronunciation ain't what it used to be, gekind or gesind, natural, innate. And that was my hunch, that kindness implies a very older view, a humanistic view, that there is something benevolent. There is something that comes out of kindness, which is a recognition that for that moment, one is doing something for somebody that that other person was not expecting or could not do for him or herself. Nice turns out to be even worse than I thought it was. Pleasing to the senses, attractive, appealing, a nice dress, kind, considerate, that's a nice person, morally upright, blah, 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 showing refinement, difficult to please, fastidious, exacting, good company requires only birth, education, and manners, and with regard to education, is not very nice. Jane Austen. And we start coming down into all of what that's about. Affectedly modest, coy, silly, Middle English, foolish, wanton, shy, from Old French, silly, from Latin, nescius, ignorant, from nescire, to be ignorant. So there's a difference between that kind of palsy-walsy, pablum-like niceness that some people have. And of course, we would rather they be nice than be mean. And kindness, which really is a virtue, which really takes from the soul and the mind and the heart and enacts. I've used up most of my time here, but I want to sort of preview some people I'm going to be talking with you about in the next couple of weeks who died recently and who I remember for their curiosity and their kindness. One of them was a man I never met, much to my great regret, and I probably could have arranged to meet him, a marvelous writer for the New York Times, before that for Time Magazine. with a great name, Israel Shanker, and he died this week at 82 in Israel. He had lived most of his life where he was born in the United States, although in later years he lived in a castle in Scotland. And the New York Times' Margaret Fox had a very nice obituary, brief but very nice, on Sunday, with a great headline, "A Reporter with the Instincts of a Scholar." Israel Shanker, a reporter with the instincts of a scholar. We'll be talking about him in the next couple of weeks. And then a dear friend to many, many of us in Chicago, a great architect, teacher, counselor, and especially friend, George Edson Danforth. George Danforth, one of the original students and original draftsmen and assistants to Mies van der Rohe in this country. George Danforth later took over the architecture department when Mies left IIT, went on to mentor many, many people, and was a man of great strength and great gentleness and great curiosity and especially great friendship and great kindness. George Danforth died earlier this month at the age of 90. So there you have it, a preview to people that we're going to encounter from our learning things en route to looking up other things a la Sidney Harris. But I'm not Sidney Harris. I'm Andrew Pattner.